Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight, joined first by two actors, Barry Lynch and Neil Larson, in town to do ICT's forthcoming production of the very timely Judgment at Nuremberg. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show for you, Neil. They are both International City Theater veterans with distinguished careers both on the stage here and elsewhere. And Neil, you are playing a Nazi judge.
Right.
In the Burt Lancaster role.
Yes.
In this production. Tell us a little bit of, give us a little background on Judgment at Nuremberg.
Well, it's a trial. It takes place in 1948. After the beginning of the trials where, you know, all the big Nazis were convicted. This is getting later in the time when they're getting after the people who helped support the Nazi regime through participation. Anyway, my character is the Minister of Justice. His name is Ernst Janning. And he's on trial along with three of his other fellow judges for collaboration with the Nazis and basically skewing the system of justice in order so the Nazis could not only take power but hold power.
Now, Barry Lynch, you play the Spencer Tracy role. You are the chief judge at Nuremberg, and you're listening to this argument. And the argument is, well, we're just judges. Judges' obligation is to enforce the law. The Nazi law happened to be quite corrupt, but as judges, judges enforce law. You didn't buy that.
Well, the part in the play, it takes a little bit more of a leap than that. It's not that he just doesn't buy it. The character really spends a great deal of his time not only in the courtroom, but with the German people, and finding out what was the environment that allowed them to let the Nazis come into power. I think that's the strongest message that the play does send. What happened to these people? They were just normal. He has a line where he says, they all seem like human beings, like any human beings, and that's what they were. Something had to change to allow that virus to grow and to convince those people to follow it or to turn their heads.
And it wasn't just judges, but as you suggest, ordinary German people.
It was everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. But therein lies the message is that what did we contribute, we being the world body, what did we contribute to allow that to happen?
And being the Nazi judge, what's the answer to that question?
Well, it's interesting because the defense counsel is trying to lay the responsibility mainly on the Nazi regime and also on the fact that most of the people in Germany didn't know what was happening.
Give me a
my
break.
Judge, my character, basically sits silent and doesn't accept the validity of the trial for a long time. But towards the end, he realizes that the only way, the only true salvation for Germany, is to accept responsibility for the guilt. That by pushing it under the table, by trying to blame it on the rest of the world and not taking personal responsibility is the worst way to handle the salvation of the German people.
And Abby Mann, the playwright who originally wrote this for TV, for Playhouse 90,
right.
when there was really good stuff on TV, other than Straight Talk, of course, kind of got a basic truth there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And we've had the luxury of having Abby Mann come down and speak to us about the play. And I believe he's coming back to take a look at a run-through, and he's quite a wonderful individual.
Mm-hmm. Well, Barry, you have a distinguished career. You did Arthur Miller's The Crucible and also one of my favorite Miller shows, The Price. Mm-hmm. And you're Irish, and you've won a war. You're artistic director for the Celtic Arts Center. And Neil, of course, I saw you in Awake and Sing and The Crucible. And you've done such marvelous work also here in Long Beach and elsewhere. Give our viewers a sense of what it's like being up there on stage in front of hundreds or even thousands of people.
It's wonderful being in Long Beach, and I'll tell you why. What the difference is being on the stage in Long Beach and being on the stage in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, for the most part, in the smaller theaters, you get a lot of actors coming to see the show, which is wonderful. But they look through a different lens. They look through a more critical lens, and they look You know, they're tougher on you. When you come down to Long Beach, it's just...
Let it rip.
John Q. Public, it's everyday people.
Well, you know, we're Iowa by the sea. We have the Midwestern background.
But I think their perspective is indicative of the perspective across the country and across the world.
So you like Long Beach?
I love it. I love coming to Long Beach. I've had the most wonderful experiences.
You heard it here. Actors like Long Beach. And Neil, similar experience?
Absolutely. The only thing I would add to that is that working at ICT with Shasheen Desai as the artistic director.
He's in fact directing the show, isn't he?
He's in fact directing the show. He's the producer and artistic director and the director of our show. He is such a warm, perceptive human being, and everybody that in the whole organization there is the same way. They have a real respect for actors, they have a real respect for the process, and they pick plays like Judgment and Nuremberg and stuff like that, you know, as part of a whole season.
Yes.
You know, there are plays that they do for the people's soul, and that is what Shasheen is about. I really believe that.
It's their 20th season. What a timely performance of Judgment in Nuremberg as we approach the 60th anniversary of the end of the war. And ICT won, I think, 5 Drama Critic Awards last year. I mean, they're really blowing it out, and you guys are really helping mightily in propelling the productions. In a minute or two we have left, just talk about audiences. Well, you did already, the importance. But does audiences change from night to night?
The audience has a role in the play. Every play that you do is different by what you get from the audience. Now, some actors might go, oh, that's not, you know, you're supposed to do your show. But you feel the audience out there. You feel when the audience is with you, and you know when the audience is not with you.
Right. Really, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's fascinating. So you just can't phone it in. If the audience is not with you, you still go through the lines, but it's not the same.
Well, you try to do the best you can, but you know when the audience is with you.
And it's a real high when they're with you, right?
Oh, man, it's
And it's pretty depressing when they're not.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it that way.
Why'd you look at me when they're not?
We wouldn't know that.
That's never happened to us before.
Yeah. You hear that it's depressing.
Yeah.
Didn't someone tell us that once?
I don't know.
Well, if you want to see these two fine actors in this award-winning show, Abby Mann's famous Judgment in Nuremberg, it's coming to town. We'll put up the information right now, June 17th to July 10th at the wonderful ICT Theater in downtown Long Beach. I'll be there opening night to watch you guys. And very excited about this show coming to town. Thanks for joining us, and nice to meet you.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.